And that should finish the ears. Now I just have to add some finer touches right here and done. Let me take a look at you. Oh, I've truly outdone myself. Now if I take a little bit of oil from a star and rub it on your chest, and a little mystery from the dark side of the moon, mix that with the sound of a mountain growing, and voila. Can you move? Be careful where you step. It's a long way down from here. No, don't try to speak too much. You've only just been created. You might find it hard to talk at first, but you can rejoice. You are in the presence of a true goddess. If you were ever lucky enough to see me in my true form, let alone be created by my ingenious hands, I have created you for one purpose and one purpose only: to ruin the life of Queen Agatha in the Acropolis. She had the nerve to declare herself more beautiful than I at a feast in my own honor. I, of course, could not let this stand. I thought about smiting her then and there, but that seemed too simple. I thought of stealing her beauty, turning her into an old crone, but that would be too obvious. And I've technically been forbidden from interfering in the lives of mortals, at least for the next millennia. And so I created you. A man no mortal woman could possibly resist. When the king catches her with you, he will exile her for sure. Separate her from her wealth and children. Her life will be ruined. And how could she resist you? Even I have to admire my own work. Your body is so, well, chiseled. I guess because I chiseled you from stone. But even now I find it hard not to put my hand here on your chest just to feel your firm form. Even I cannot resist running my hand across your strong jawline. There's something about your dark, mysterious eyes that make me feel like you can see right through my flowing toga. Or maybe I just want you to see through it. You even smell good. Oh, you are irresistible. I truly made you perfect. Even your cock is perfect. Agatha will melt in your big, rough hands. Let me see them. Let me trace my finger across the lines of your palms. Oh, your love line is pretty short. Although it looks like you have lots of lines for children. I guess you'll be a heartbreaker. Huh. Did it get hotter up in here? I feel like it got hotter. No? Just me? I guess we should get you dressed and ready to send down. Though it does seem a shame to cover my masterpiece. I could stand here all day, sliding my hands up and down your torso, just like this. Oh, your skin feels so soft. Not what I was expecting for a man made of stone. What about your lips? How do they feel when I rub my thumb over them? What about when I do this? Oh, you taste like I don't know what. It's familiar. But I can't place it. Do you taste like that all over? Well, of course you wouldn't know. You were only sculpted a few minutes ago. I guess I can find out if I kiss. down your neck. Yep. What about here on your chest? Oh, what is this taste? It's so alluring. What if I suck here on your nipple? Did you just moan? Why did that make my knees shudder? I am the man breaker, the goddess who's tamed 1,000 wild soldiers. So why can't I resist your skin? Oh my God. Look at your cock. I never thought about what it would look like hard. Jesus. It looks even better now. Oh, I bet it would disturb Agatha even more to know she's getting my seconds, huh? I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I got down on my knees like this. Oh, God. I know what this taste is. Why can't I place it? Oh, maybe if I just... Oh, holy shit. I can't believe I made this cock myself. I just want to rub it all over me. This toga got so hot. I'm just gonna slip this off my shoulder. Oh, you like my tits? I'm proud of them. After all, I am an immortal goddess of beauty. Wars have been started over these tits. Would you like it if I put your cock between my perky tits like this? Oh, your cock feels so good between my breasts, like it belongs there. Oh, does it feel good when I press them together like this? What if I move up and down? Oh, yeah? Oh, my skin is tingling. You feel so fucking good. I need you to feel inside me. Oh, fuck. My toga's caught. Give me a second. I'll just take it off. Do you like my long, slender legs? Do you like how I move my hips? How my slender waist and tight tummy look heavenly in the glow of, well, heaven? Count yourself lucky. Blood has been spilt for the opportunity to be inside this pussy. I shouldn't be doing this, but there's something hard to resist about you. Sit down in my throne. I want to look into your eyes as I straddle you. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fuck, you feel so good. Oh, I can feel you deep inside me. Oh, filling me with your rock hard cock. Oh, is this pussy heavenly enough for you? Oh, can you feel my tight lips gripping your cock? Oh, you've made me so fucking wet. Oh, suck on my tits. Take my nipple in between those soft lips. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Just like, what the hell is wrong with me? Oh, I never come that fast. Oh, don't worry. I'm not done with you yet. I just need another taste. Fuck. You taste so familiar. Oh, you're close. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, my tits. Oh, let me stroke you off onto my perky tits. Oh, that's it. Oh, give it to me. Oh, just like that. Wow. I really nailed it with you. Agatha will ruin her life just to smell you. Who knows what she'll do for the chance to... Wait a minute. I know what that taste is. Curses! I'm a damned idiot, of course. I made you with my magic. So you taste like my magic. No wonder you were so irresistible. I got too close to you and it infected me. Drove me wild. I need to get you out of here before it happens again. Quick. Grab a towel or something. I'm pushing you down to earth. Remember, fuck Queen Agatha.